Shear of down above him by the Moshe Shiva Yud Gimel Kislev Hei Tov Shem Mem Zayin December 15th, 1986 on Monday.
Yud Gimel Maishne Dabayim Beis Maishne Yadayim. So the Gemara's have been warned that when the Brisa says not only Yadayim Lo Yitzir Lomis, that it means that if the Dayan found the Shtahe, so the Moras Kashi is, why should it make a difference whether the Dayan is the finder or another person is the finder? Maishnay Adayan, Misforim the Gaza Mishnui Eveiche Dome, Ki Kosen Behempek, Hashtel Yodel Nofali Adayan, Dayan Hempek. So the Havamin and Makshin didn't know that the price is reference to a case where there is a henpek, in other words, a shtam equin. Erosobo dahine shadayim motze, ulkar boye maish nedayim ishachet, will is foreign the way galse bos roche veiche dome kvin kose be henpek. So, we are geres, in our text, we have the geres, veiche dome, hoche koma avachash motze shtar shnofu yadayim, but those svorim were not geres that. The svorim were galse was a horcha veiched domi because of behempek. You're the shapir hashter in no for your dying hand because of behempek. Or we boil it. Maish the kosu behempek. Do you see leilo? Halloi in kosu behempek. Nira di kolshkin. Who shall you see lomis? Yikal nema shemo kosav vil beitz vil lobo umshalo in boi kama. So in other words, it all depends. If we are geiris, ach behoche kama, vach hashmos shtar shnofo yadayim, veich edom di kosav behempek, veitzi lomis, that means the geiris that we have now text, then the makshes talked out of wars, that nofo yadayim means the dying was the finder. So then the turret of Rabbi is no. Nofalia dying doesn't mean the dying was the finder. Nofalia dying means if somebody finds a star that was already Nofalia dying, because of him. But the swarming that are not gay is in Rabbi's turret, the Achash Moses stars Nofalia dying. So then the Makshin also knew that Nofali Adayim doesn't mean that Adayim was the finder. That the Makshin also knew that Nofali Adayim means somebody else found the star that was already in Nofali Adayim before, now it had a handpick. But the max discussion was, what difference does it make whether it has a hempek or it doesn't have a hempek? So all the steresis, Enochaname, the Gimores gives a teret. The Gimore gives a teret So Maishnil Yadayan, what's the difference whether? So the Makshin assumed that the Braise is saying that only if it has a hempek, then it's Loyitzir Lomis. So yes, what's the difference whether it has a hempek or it doesn't have a hempek? So the Teretz of Rabbi is that the Braise doesn't mean only if it has a hempek in Loyitzir Lomis. It means Loy Miboye Koma, Hore Koma, Hore Koma. V'achar shemotzo shtar shenof ma'adayin is lo yitzir lomis v'lo imi boya lo yikosa behempek v'ikal mima kosa pril v'zuli lober ela afilu kosa behempek v'ikuyem is lo yarzad hashim v'oyin. So the price is telling us that even if it has a hempek, needless to mention if he doesn't have a hempek, so of course he cannot recover. How could he collect? Maybe it's because I feel it's a lover, but even if it is a happy, so that means that our way took place, otherwise Besen would never be behind the star. So that means our way took place, so we could argue with our way took place, so maybe we can give it back to the Malve, because if it had been paid, then it would be torn up. So come ask for a chidesh.
Even in this case, it doesn't go back to the
mountain. That's right. So we don't return it to the Malve. Even, but needless to mention, it doesn't have a hempek. So we certainly don't return it to the Malve. Because then there is a possibility, maybe it's because of the lover. But even if it has a hempek, so then we don't have to be chishish for because of the lover, but we have to be chishish for ploy. Man Shabbal made a Yazel Yisho. Why does the price have to tell us Man Balmei Yazel Yisho? Don't we know that it was Balmini's Kimei Dome? No, because we could argue that even if the Baal is made it, we shouldn't return as the Yisho. Because maybe the Yisho already collected the Xuvi. But why is the Baal made it? Maybe there is collusion, a conspiracy between the Baal and the Isha. In other words, they are both colluding to, there is collusion, to collect from the Likuches. In other words, so that's why the Baal is very good natured, you know, at the expense of the Likuches. Maybe she already collected it. So why does the Baal say to the finder, listen, give it back to the Isha because she did not as yet collect the Ksuvo, because the Isha will take away the Sode from the Likuches, and then they'll divide the Sode, you know, between the Baal and the Isha.
What from the buyer?
What? From the buyer, that's right. Maybe there is collusion. Why such things happen?
For sure.
All kinds of fraud, fraudulent things happen. The world.
Even back then?
Yeah, what?
Even then?
Even then. Well, I mean, today, the same thing. Only it's greater numbers, greater sums of money. But years ago, it was on a small scale. Today, it's on a large scale. It's in billions and billions. But the same thing. Say, Inko Holoshach HaShem. Man shall only yazli isha. So the chiddush is lechashinu liknunye, that we are not chishish lest there is collusion between the Baal and the isha against the likuches. Lekele mei chashle shema kosa benisim v'lumoso atishre dimone umesai mishtabde. And why aren't we chishish? This is kashi is even the Baal is made, why is yazli isha? Right, lechashinu liknunye. But maybe there is no collusion, but maybe the date of the Ksuvah is Nisan, and maybe the Nisun took place half a year later. That could happen. So now the Baal is made there, so then they'll collect from the Likuches that were sold between Nisan and Tishrei, and according to the true facts, shouldn't be able to collect from the Likuches. Because he sold it to the Rikeach before he married the woman. Maybe he intended to marry her in this. And then the wedding was postponed till Tishrei. Now the Baal is made there, that the Isha didn't collect the Ksuvah. So we give the Ksuvah back to the Isha, so the Isha will go to the Kuches, and maybe that's all the Baal sold to the Kuches in here in Sidon in Tammuz. So according to the true facts, he shouldn't be able to collect from the Kuches, because after all,
because after all, at the time it was sold, it was not Mishibet to the Ksubet yet. She was not married yet, but she will collect, so to be Shaloi Kirin, so this is Kashi is, why do the Braise say, Bizman Shabal Mei Yadu Isho? Why after the Chishe is, Bishemo Kosa Bnismos Atishre? So the Teretz is, the Mone Umosayim Nishtabdim Neiresen, Abiloi Ksube, Abiloi Ksube, the Eiresen Kola Yisle. So in other words, that maybe because even if the Nisunim took place in Tishre, so the Mele, but the Eiras, you know, in those days, so the Eiras took place in some time before the Nisunim. So as long as the Dushin took place in Nisun, so the Mele, it's Mishubet already for the Mono Messiah. Avaloi Ksuve, the Eiras and Kola Yisle, and even though he didn't write the Ksuve yet, but it's at my Bezden. So when one is Mikadosh and Isho, so then his Nechosim become Mishubet for a Messiah, for a Psulo and Mono, for an Almono, even if he doesn't write the Ksuve. So Mele, it doesn't matter, even if Kosav ben Yisnulnos Matishre. But since the Eresen took place before Nisan, or in Nisan, so it doesn't matter. So the Eresen, the Mona Messiah Mishtab and the Eresen Abeloi Ksuve, the Eresen Kole Yisle. That's why it's Mishubet, even without writing the Ksuve. But then maybe he wrote the Ksuve even before the Eresen. Well, that's something unusual. A person doesn't write the Ksuve before the Eresen. So Ukedem Eresen Lekle Mechaj Kosovo. Now the question is, but that's in respect to the Ika Ksuve. That is Mosayim for Ipsulo and the Mono for an Almono. But how about the Eises? So there we cannot say that even if he doesn't find the Ksuve, he's Mishubet for the Eises. Teises, that's an extra, is Chayves. So why do we say this man Shabal made the Yazo Yisho? True, the Baal is made it. Nun Yerin Afresh. That's unlikely that there is collusion. But maybe there is no collusion. But maybe he intended, you know, to he wrote the Ksuve in Nisan and the wedding took place only in Tishre. So in respect to the Ika Ksuve, he was Mechuyev anyway, even without the Ksuve. But in respect to the Teises, let's say there was an extra 200 Jews of Teises, so that he wasn't Mechuyev until he was Mishayev himself, until it was until the Ksuve was delivered to her, and that took place in Tishre. Now he'll be able to collect the Teisves from the Likuche, so to be Shalei Gidin. So the answer is according to Abaye, who says that he don't Pichsum of Lochalei. In other words, Abaye Shiti is that suppose somebody tells Rebbe, suppose Reuven tells Rebbe, you signed for me Ishtar that I am borrowing $1,000 from Shimon. From Shimon. He tells the team, and then they execute the Ishtar, they sign the Ishtar, and then they give it to Reuven. Then he doesn't borrow the money until the year. He keeps the shtar in his pocket. And then in Tishre, finally, Shimon lends him the $1,000. When Shimon lends him the $1,000 in Tishre, so then he gives him the shtar. And the shtar states that the money was lent by Shimon to Reuven Nisan, because That was the time when he told them to sign the shtar. So then, Sabai says, inasmuch as they signed it in Nisan, even though the Alvoya took place in Tishrei half a year later, but once the Alvoya, if the Alvoya takes place ultimately, even though half a year later, then it has retroactive effect. And then the Nechosin become Mishubet as of Nisan. That's the Aloch. As long as the Alvoya ultimately does take place, even though it takes place half a year later, so it has retroactive effect, and it's Mishabit Nechosin as of Nisan, half a year before the Alvoya takes place. So then, everything is Kedin. B'teis Namu Abayim HaSev Zecholi HaSev Shabia. But Ravase is Chilek, and the Din of Eidu B'chson Zecholi. So according to Ravase, that's the Yud Gimel in Bom Metzie. And according to Ravase, if Ruvein tells the Eidu to sign his star in this, and they sign the star, and then the Alboye takes place, half a year later, so then it only becomes Meshuvah, the Hosin becomes Meshuvah only as of the time when the Alvoya takes place, when the Shtar is handed over to the Malve, not retroactively. It's not retroactively. So here, how can we return to the Ishidik Suveh if the Baal is made it, that she lost it? But true, she lost it. But maybe the Nechosin took place half a year later than the date of the Ksuve. So a contrabase will have to apply this price that says Mochosa Ksuve Bishuk Bisman Shabal Midi Yazali Isho to a case when he was machne to her. In other words, when he said he was Mikabu Kinyan, in other words, a Kinyan Sudea, in other words, that the Yishe gave him her handkerchief, and in return for that, he was Mishabed himself, and he said, I am Yishayev to you, the tasteless Ksuve, even if the Nisuin will take place half a year later, or a year later, or 5 years later. So then there is no michshu. Avas yabe kishit. Di chayshino mishtik suves. Uvi labe ipeh. Lo imotzal meitmet. Rabbi Zechayi mishtik suves. Im kein. Do oi de tachas baila. Mayaz lo isho. Kishein abal meiden. All right. Omar Abbas. Machleikes. Di sheshneye madukim biteipes. In other words, so here Rashi points out something. Usually, when the Gemara says machlekes, what does it mean? That the machlekes tanoim, machlekes amoroim, is only in that case. But here it doesn't mean machlekes between Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. But here machlekes means, when do we say yachleku? Machlekes hayachleku. The Koma Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Mashma Chilkin, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, Malvei Meshel Yiyu, Vinov Mamitzosi, Vileiva Mashel Yiyu, Perati Vlok, so Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ima Yachleiku. So Machleikes doesn't mean what it means usually, Machleikes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Yachleiku, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, says, in the case of Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it is Yachleiku, or the Gemara applied it to a case, so Rebbe says, may the Mishtar Shekosvei, is so mikaime, so vi mikaime is polik, vi loy mikaime, so then the leve is nemon to say, poraiti, because of the nigga of Mizuyev, So it's not yet legal. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even if Shloikine, so maybe Shtashe Kosre, he's ain't so kind. So if the Malbe would have the exclusive possession, then he would be able to collect, because Leve is not Nemar de Mige, because it's like Mige Mokimedi. Now that both have possession, some Melis Yachleiku. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says Yachleiku in the case of a Nikuyen. So when does Rav Shimon Gamliel say Yachleiku? Machleiku. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel say Yachleiku? ושני מאדו כמיטייפס ושני מיטיירת ואחות עודו מיטייפס ואחות עודו מיטיירת זה נאיפו טייפס וזה נאיטייר טיירת וצידי רעשי מה החלקס? היחלקס כל מה שגם לי למש בחלקי משווה כך שמעתי משום רבי סומר נחן ונראה בעיניי היא דודת ממחלקס ומחלקס בטווין but Machleikes, the Achleiko, the Rav Shimon Gamliel says, only applies to the case where both hold on to the Teifes, and both hold on to the Teiret. But if somebody holds on to the Teifes, and one holds on to the Teiret, so then it'll Teifes, then it'll Teiret. ושניהם הדוקים מתארת, כלומר הרוי ששניהם הדוקים מתארת, ותארת יהיו של שטר, כמר ליבה, והמלווה, והמועס, והזמן, תפס שור קולושנה שטר. תארף means the essence of the star, תארף. The essence of the star. So what is the essence of the star that consists the names of the ליבה and the מלווה? Because without that we don't know we don't know what's going on, who borrowed from whom. But if it says Reuven borrowed 1,000 zuz from Shimon, so then we know that Reuven owes Shimon. So without the names of the parties, we wouldn't know anything. And also the voice, the amount, and also the zman, because without that, so we wouldn't know. I mean, without the names, we wouldn't know anything. And without the Mois, we wouldn't know anything. Without this man, we would know, but we wouldn't know enough, you see, because it's important to know. So Teref represents the essential portion of the Shtar, that which is essential to the effect. But then the Shtar usually has a lot of statements that it could be a kosher Shtar even without those sentences. So the rest of the Shtar, over and above the essential data containing the Shtar, that's called Tefes. The Shtar, let's say, it might be a long document, many, many sentences, but the important data might be comprised in a few sentences. So all the other sentences, over and above the essential data of the Shtar, that's called it. Avle echot od miteifes, echot od miteires, zenit od teifes, zenit od teires. Now, as the Gemara point out, it doesn't mean that they will divide the paper in a piece of the tere, and then cut out the piece of the tere of the defes, and the one who holds on to the defes will get a piece of the defes, and the one who holds on to the tere will get a piece of the tere. Then it will be a joke. I mean, what are they arguing about a piece of paper? Who is concerned about a piece of paper? So the piece of paper that has the tere is worthless, and the piece of paper that has the tapes is worthless. So they are worried about, they are concerned about the money. So what does it mean? Zenitu tapes, zenitu tapes rigmorum in forest. Virabiech nomar leilum chilkin. Vapilechot o vitere, vapilechot o vitere, now let's see the Rashi. Ush So that means that he one holds the tefes, he gets the tefes. One holds the tefes, he gets the tefes. So how can we say, counter to the braise, leilom chilkin, even if one holds the tefes and one holds the tefes, loitzriche dikoy tefes minite. In other words, when Rabbi Yochanan says, leilom chilkin, he doesn't have reference to the case where Uno, let's say, holds the tefes in his hands, and Shimon holds the tefes in his hand. In that situation, so Rabbi Yochanan will be made that they are not chilek, so one gets more than the other. But when Rabbi Yochanan says leilom chilkin, he has reference to the case where the tefes is in the middle of the shtah. The tefes is in the middle of the shtah. So then the achilek Yochem al Nemo, lo yitzricha ni mikref li gablichad, mal di teime, oma le plei hoche. In other words, let's say, this is the shtah. So, Ruvein holds on this side, and Shimon holds on this side. And the teref happens to be close to the side that Ruvein holds on. So then I could argue, since Ruvein holds on to this side, where we divided, so we divided this way. So the melee, so Ruvein will get the whole tefes, and Shimon will get the tefes. So Mashmal, no, why divide it this way? You can divide it this way. So then Ruvein will have half of the tefes, and Shimon will get half of the tefes. Lo yitzchir kot el mitze, yochem ha'el memo, lo yitzchir kot el achat, mal le tefes mole plik hoche, for Mashmal, on, by the homily, Mashmal, it holds hoche, plik hoche. Now, Rashi. So the Gemara is saying there is no machlekes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yochanan. Reb Lezer has reference to one situation where Ruvein has in his hand, holds in his hand the tefes, and Shimon holds in his hand the tefes. So then Shimon, who has in his hand the tefes, and the tefes is more significant than the tefes because it has everything that is necessary for the shtar, that is essential for the shtar, so he gets more. Mashenke, Rabbi Yochanan has reference to the case where the teref is benitze, so then if the teref is benitze, so then they divide. Omar le Ravache, if the rabbiner with a blaze, and Omar the little teref is little teref, lovely. So he assumed at first that it means that the mamish divide the paper, so the teref piece is cut out and given to the one who had in his hands the tefes piece, and the tefes piece, and the tefes, the tefes piece, and the tefes piece is given to the one who was holding the tefes piece. So, what significance is that? What's up? Who says it? Omalili Dome. It doesn't mean the piece of paper. In other words, we divide it. In other words, we appraise how much a certain piece of paper is worth. Let's say, Ruvein holds the tefes, Shimon holds the tefes. So we determine how much the piece of the tefes is worth. Not as paper, but as a promissory note, and we determine how much the tapis is worth as a promissory note. So, and we see the difference. Oh, so, omuli doma, doma, hoch, shtore diz bizman kamashore, uiles bizman kamashore, bishtore diz bizman kovim mishabde, vidoch loikov mishabde, yovele, heich, li beine, beine, viach leiku. In other words, according to Rashi's writings, suppose the shtar, the malve and the leve, the purporting malve, according to the shtar, so Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Shimon is purporting malve, and Ruben is purporting leve. It's $1,000 promissory note. Now $1,000 promissory note, if that were to be sold, how much would one give to buy that shtar? See, Shimon is the malve. He has a shtar against Ruben. If he were to sell it to Levi, and he were to tell him, make an offer to Levi, listen, I have a debt, a shtar, the amount of $1,000 against Ruben. And it can be collected, let's say half a year from now, it can be collected. You want to buy it? So he said, yes, I'll buy it. So he says, how much will you need? So of course, a prudent person wouldn't give a Shimon, let's say Levi is a prudent person, he wouldn't give Shimon $1,000. Why? Because if he gives him now $1,000, so half a year later he'll be able to collect $1,000. Why should he have like that? Be very foolish on his part. But he might give $600 in order to be able to collect $1,000 a year later. So for the whole shtar, he will give $600. They give $600. Now that's the shtar that has the tefes and the tefes. Suppose Shimon wants to sell a shtar that has only a tefes, not a tefes, and the tefes has everything that a tefes except money. Because the shtar, usually the shtar repeats itself. So on the very top, it will mention the essential fact that on this and this day, so Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon in this and this place. And then it will repeat itself. So it will repeat everything except this month. So the melee, the tefes is worth more than the tefes, because the tefes has all the information, all the data, except the man. Now, a shtar without man is also worth something, shtar, but it's not worth as much as a shtar with man. So the melee, if a shtar with man is worth 600, $1,000 shtar with man is worth $600, so a shtar without man will be worth, we'll say, $400. So the mail, that means that the shtar with man is worth $200 more than the shtar without man. So the mail, this $200 that is the excess of Ishtar with man over and above Ishtar without man. So if the Malve holds onto it, some maybe he gets $200, he gets. And then the other $400 he divides. This is what it means. Zenital tefes, zenital tefes. So, omalei lidome, doma hoche, shtore diz bizman kamashon, ulez bizman kamashon, بیشتره بیزمان گفت میشابده بیدخلی گفت میشابده بیدخلی هیر به بین بینه بیخلی کنمی در مارم لیدامه نالا چی درشت לידומה מלן בידומה כמה תירף יופה, כמה תירף יופה בנה תיפס. שטורן איז בזמן כמה שווה, די תירף עוד איפה תיפס. איז בניקים הזמן, דיו שני המלווה ליבם לא יקסום נע בתיפס, שצורך לעזר מיליון של שטר בשיטה אחרינו, והוא יקר, נגלוך איז, whenever we write שטר, so we have to repeat the main things of the star in the last line. Gritman kosubim o mailo mono o mato mosai no mailo mosai o mato mono hakelele hatach aval zman loy meda vim mishmuxi seirim du tachas hatifes because the main data of the star are written on the very top of the star. Then he keeps on repeating and then the Eidim sign at the bottom. So that means that the one who holds on to the Tefes, he really has the Eidim also. The one who holds on to the Teref doesn't have an Eidim. So how can there be a Zenitul Tefes and Zenitul Teref? The one who holds on to the Teref doesn't even have an Eidim. So what worth is it? So he said, ואם שמוס עשיר את תחת התפס, או איסט לדף שמגבליאל, ואם בשטר שקוצבי, אין צורך לקיימי, והי מידי שקוצבי, בקוז רבן בשם גמליאל, a reference to the case, where the star is not מקוים, but the levies made it as it wasn't forged. So the mele, since רב שם גמליאל says, that mean בשטר שקוצבי, is a totally kind of, so it's considered like a star mekuyem, and the malve, if he has exclusive possession of it, so he can collect the whole debt. So now that they both have possession, so mele, since even though the one who has possession of the tailor, he doesn't have the Eidim, but since the Levi is made it, so it's considered like Ishtar Mikuyem. It's considered like Ishtar Mikuyem. And so if it's like Ishtar Mikuyem, so it is just as if two Eidim had testified that there is a Chsimus or Eidim at the bottom of the Shtar. So even though he doesn't have it, but he still is entitled to be chilek on the basis of the idoye by the leve. So the idoye by the leve is like he hagode by eidim, that there was, that they are eidim. So they are eidim. So he says, "Bimishim osim aseidim." Du tachas hatifes, ho yisle rav shim gamliel, mei mishtar she kosve, in tzorach likaime, vahein mide she kosve. So, v'yachlei kuname de amoron is lidome. So the Gemara says like this, the mashtore did bizman kamashom, ules bizman kamashom, mishtore did bizman gomim nishabde, v'yido chloi gomim nishabde, is yoyulei, heyo de bene bene, is also a dome. Let's say in the case where Teref is Benitze, so then it's Yachleiko. What is Yachleiko? Not that we divided, we tear it up at the midpoint of the star, and each one gets half of the paper. That's worthless, but it means Lidome. So what does it mean? Let's say the star is a star for $1,000. And what's its value in the market if he wants to sell it? $600. And they both hold the star, the Malve and the Levi. So that means that the Malve will be able to collect $300. Not the Malve will be able to collect $500. But the Malve will be able to collect $300. Not $500. Because because the $1,000 is the amount of the chayv, but insofar as being in Mulzek is concerned, so the one who hold, when they hold it, so they are only milzokim in the shtar as the safsere dizuze, as the medium for which you'll be able to collect the debt, and since so you consider the shtar as a certain piece of property. So as a piece of property, so what is the value of the shtar? As much as the rikeach will pay in order to buy the shtar. So if it's a $1,000 shtar, so the rikeach will pay only $600. So the mele, so the achleiku would mean the $600. So that means that the malve will be able to collect $300. Not $500, but $300. The achleiku, namedamor, idome, diloiteime oche, because if you are going to assume that the achleiku vashtal means mamish achleiku, the paper, shnaim osmi talis ochaname di palge, if you say that the achleiku vashtal means that we tear it, we cut it into two halves, and each one gets half of the one half of the paper. So by talis, certainly it means like that.
It does.
If we say,
if you say by shtar, then by talis. Okay.
Then by talis. If we have to assume that by shtar yachleiku means yachleiku the paper, so then so by analogy the. By the yachleiku, by talis, would mean we cut the talis into two. How could we say that? Ha'atzidu, I mean, after all, we are mapsi the talis. So the Gemara says, holy kashi. Maybe by talis, it means that we mamish cut the talis into two. Half talisi. But you say, being nifsed? No, it's not being nifsed. The chazir iktane. After all, if we take big talis and we cut it into two, so one half will be used by one cotton and the other half will be used by the other cotton. By the other cotton. So, you see, bisman chazal, so it wasn't customary, you know, for grown-up people to wear a talis that is like a scarf, you know. Today, you know, you have talisim that is like a scarf, you know, just like this, like a scarf. It doesn't cover the shoulders, even part of the shoulder of the person, just the neck. But in those days, so talisim had this substantial size. Some melee, if you cut it into two, so it could only be used by ktanim, not by daily. So, holy kashi de chazel ktanim, behodo marove, imoiso talis muzeves, ischilkin, ochename di palgelo. If it has an embroidery of gold, so it's also chilkin. So you mean that we divide it into two, hafsiduo, and ktanim will not buy it, I mean, such an expensive talis. The Gemara says, holy kashi, the chazir ibn lochim. I mean, lochim doesn't mean mamish. In general, when the Gemara uses the lochim, ibn lochim, it doesn't mean son of a king, because how many sons of kings can you have? So ibn lochim means rich people. I mean, that's what it means. In the sense, people who can spend a lot. So, I mean, they will be ready to buy a talis that is embroidered with gold, you see.
That's what nursing home owners.
Okay. Chazir ibn lochim, behold, if you know your shnayim reichim, or gala veimo, or chename di paulo, or apsiduo, bishle miteiro, chazir ibn boso, el etmeo apsiduo, el ridome. Some melee in respect to du steim reich mit mitli dame, sam meili talle si tolso mitli dame, sam meili sta, also mitli dame, hoche namoi dame, di chasi li bnei melochim, li bonim ktanim, zei si meres mas, no, fine, now the thesis. Machleikes pirsh rashe daine yachleiku, di koma rab shim gamliel, not machleikes, the machleikes between Rebbe and Rav Shim Gamliel, but the achleik of Rav Shim Gamliel. Ve'adin meishel rosoli parish plukte de Rebbe Rav Shim Gamliel. Vishmere koma avalechono v'tepes, mashma de hosam loy plige, v'zeinei, digam shom, imeini mikuyem, loy shoku li Rebbe, mide, so it means, so it means machleik is the achleiku that Rav Shim Gamliel mentions. These man kame shove pirshe rashe di mois vileivim umal velu ishaminon tirsive name bishita achreino viteifes vihuikea ditnan kosovim umal lemono umatam isayim so hakelele hachatachte viteime hoim imedim bishita achreino. There is a loche in Bulabasre that if something new is mentioned in the last line of the Shtar, so we don't abide by it. In other words, in the Medi Mishita Achreino, Ulkach Isin Chazores Hashtar, Umas Nisin Dikos of Lemaila Mono, Lemaila Mishita Achreino. Vigam Piresh, it means the Maila Mono, Mata Messiah. So Mata doesn't mean the last line, because the last line is a special takone. The last line, so we don't follow it. If anything new, additional is mentioned in the last line, then we don't follow it. So when